a red four-door hatchback and drove away. Police say there's no indication at this time the shooting was terrorism-related. Ostrom, though, is considered armed and dangerous. And first-time claims for unemployment benefits were down last week. The Labor Department says 229,000 workers filed initial claims, 5,000 fewer than the previous week. Remember, we're online. Anytime you want to find us there, we're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:02. It is not 39 degrees in Flemington. It is 62 degrees in Flemington. Forecast for today is partly sunny with a high of 73. And the warm weather sticks around tomorrow, Friday, with a high of 73. And then Saturday, it cools off again, mostly sunny with a high of 59. And then Jennifer's going on vacation again starting Sunday, so yes, you guessed it. A chance of showers all next week.
Okay. I had trouble hearing you there, but I think it's because you weren't.
No, it's because the microphone is come apart. So we'll see if we can
fix it. Don't blame inanimate objects for things, Jennifer. They cannot help it.
Okie dokie.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Song?
Oddly enough, it's not.
Good morning and welcome to the library show. Jennifer and I had a discussion about
and I
playing a Christmas song, and then
I said I wasn't going to, but this isn't.
Welcome to the library show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, and a balky microphone. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterton County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support.
Just no support for the microphone.
To the residents of Hunterton County. On today's show, November has arrived. The Hunterton County Library celebrates the season with a variety of concerts and programs. The entry deadline for the annual gingerbread competition is fast approaching. We'll tell you how to get in on this fun annual event. Jennifer is against picketing, but she doesn't know how to show it. HCL's Adult Winter Reading Club, the Hunterton Business Expo, starring the Hunterton County Library, and so much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. That wasn't one of your best.
What?
I'm against picketing, but I wasn't sure how to show it.
You don't get it?
I get it, but it's not one of your
That's
best.
That's not funny? Sorry, right. Jennifer.
It's all right. No, I'm not saying it's not one of your best.
I tried. I thought that was kind of funny.
Kind of.
I'm still having trouble hearing you through my headphones.
Maybe your headphones.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. It's going to be difficult, but...
I don't think I realized this, but the call letters for our radio station is WHCRDB. What's the DB stand for?
Digital Broadcasting.
Oh.
In the newer cars, and apparently Chris just said on some new appliances, there's AM, FM, Sirius or XM.
And DB?
And DB, which is digital broadcasting, and any station that is digitally broadcast can be heard.
Pretty soon we're going to be on the radio dials. You can put us tune us in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the plan?
That's the plan. I guess you already can. Like in the new Audis, and he was high-end Lincolns, I think he said.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's our target audience, the rich people. So we're going to have to class this up a little bit.
I think so. Maybe some new...
So I wanted you to play a Christmas song, Jennifer, because I don't think it's too soon to start thinking about Christmas. My rule of thumb that one starts celebrating Christmas is when the months start ending in burr. That's my rule of thumb.
That's your rule of thumb?
So September. Here we go. You can still celebrate Halloween and Thanksgiving, of course, but you have Christmas on the back of your mind. Have you started any Christmas shopping yet?
I have not.
I have something I want to get my wife for Christmas, like a big surprise, but
I don't know
if I can do it, not as expensive.
I guess you can't tell
us. We're saving money. I can't tell you.
Well, you could tell me, not right now.
Correct. Unless you're going to...
In the event she actually listens.
She might be listening. Sometimes she's... I don't know if she's ever listened live. I don't know. A program, though, Jennifer will not be with us next week. She is on her aforementioned vacation. So I may or may not have a guest in her spot. I'll have to think about it. Maybe Kiko, our always popular texter and friend of the program, if he's around, maybe he'll join us.
That would be good.
Maybe my wife, Lori, would join us if I could get her... away from her job for an hour. I don't think my daughter Kara would be around. She's been a co-host in the past. Who have been our in-studio co-hosts? We've had, of course, Natalie Phelan.
We've had Jeremiah.
We've had Jeremiah, but he wasn't in... Oh, he was in the studio. That is correct.
We've had Carolyn Scott. And
Pam Kerr.
Patty Kerr.
What did I say, Pam? And Carolina Thatch.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else been in studio with us?
I don't think so.
It's not bad. Maybe we should work on that for the new year. Get some more in-studio people to... Patty Kerr was a very good in-studio
guest. Oh, my gosh.
Guest.
She Facebook blew up with her. They loved Patty Kerr.
She's very personable.
Yes. It was intimated that she was better than we were.
Well, I'm not insulted by that. She's a hard act to follow.
She is.
Okay, Jennifer, where do we lead off first? We had a program last night at the library I want to tell you about.
Okay.
Italian tenor, world-famous Italian tenor. Marino Frizzetti visited us at the Hunterdon County Library and just wowed the audience, Jennifer. It's like going to an opera at the library. A lot of people that came out and said, I've never been to an opera, but I imagine his voice is that powerful. I mean, it's amazing. I took a couple little videos I was going to send you. Because I know you like me to do that now. And I told you I'd help you
now,
with pictures.
Always.
But I have a couple pictures. But incredible. So if you ever want to see a very impressive vocalist, his name is Marino Frizzetti. I think he lives, I forget where he lives, somewhere an hour away from us.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, but he travels the world singing. And he sang Italian songs. He sang... some French songs. He sang Ave Maria, which I thought was pretty impressive. And, of course, in Italian. I don't know. Is there an English version to Ave Maria?
There is, but it doesn't...
Or like a Latin
quite scan.
O Sole Mio, he sang, as well as some other... So Google Marino Frizzetti. That's Fruzzetti.
No Dean Martin.
No. Well, Dean Martin probably sang O Sole Mio. Did he?
I don't know.
But we've got a lot of great programs coming up, Jennifer. What do we got coming up this week?
What do we have coming up this week?
Just this week before the commercial break.
Okay. Tonight at headquarters, we're going to be showing Allied.
I saw it.
How was it?
It was good.
Good.
Brad Pitt and I forget the woman's name.
Yeah.
Good World War II era story set in London, mainly in London.
And Jim did give a spoiler alert that it does not have a happy ending, so. Oh, well.
Well,
and then Friday afternoon.
It does have a happy ending.
Oh, okay.
It has the penultimate scene is not happy.
Okay.
How about penultimate?
That's
no,
pretty
nothing
big word
for that.
An 11-year-old. So, and then
I'm
Friday afternoon.
11 years old. John.
Saturday afternoon, the
I'm
North 53. County branch will be showing the remake of Going in Style with Morgan Freeman, looks like Michael Caine and Alan Arkin.
I just realized I'm not going to be here for the Fiddlers.
I knew that. You told me that.
I know, but I forgot. I just remembered.
All right.
Something I probably could have set off the air.
Saturday, you did. You're starting to get like me. Saturday, there's a program. It's not at the library, but it's...
At least I don't need a tissue box to hold up my microphone.
Not touching that one. There's an annual Veterans Resource Fair, and it's going to be at the Huntington Medical Center from 10 to 1. Doors open at 9:30. There'll be a veterans recognition ceremony, 40 experts from local, state, and federal agencies, wellness demonstrations on site, claims clinics, all kinds of things. So that's definitely worth stopping over at the medical center.
Sure.
To see. And when you're finished there, come to the headquarters library to meet author Martha McDowell, who will talk about her new book, The World of Laura Ingalls Wilder, The Frontier Landscapes That Inspired the Little House Books.
You're very excited for that, aren't you?
As excited as I can be at this point in my life.
Why not? So, you have a child, like, you still enjoy Christmas and...
Just not at this
moment. Don't ever lose your inner child, Jennifer.
Just not at this particular moment.
What can I do to help that?
Martha will be here.
Go ahead. I'll do anything you want me to do to improve your mood.
Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and there will be books for sale, and Martha will be signing her books. And when she did her program on Beatrix Potter, I had a lot of comments that was one of the best programs we ever had.
Wow.
So,
so we should have her more often.
Well,
what other topics does she do?
She doesn't. Well, I guess she did a book on the White House Gardens. I guess we could have her for that. She lives in Chatham, but she's a world-renowned speaker. Thursday.
Jeez, that's a good thing. You got a lot of good connections like that. And we take advantage of this.
We do.
I just paid you a compliment. That
Thank
improved
you,
your mood.
Thank you. Wednesday afternoon, we're going to have SCORE. Wednesday evening, SCORE will be at the Huntington County Library headquarters at 7 p.m. And they're going to give a free business seminar, The Basics for Starting a Business. So stop into the headquarters library at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, November 8th. And we are open Tuesday, November 7th for Election Day. But we will be closed on Friday, November 10th, and Saturday, November 11th, in honor of Veterans Day. But we will reopen Sunday at 1 o'clock on the 12th.
Good information. Thank you. Okay, it's 11:13. I know it's 2 minutes early, but I want to go to our commercial break now. Is that possible, Jennifer?
It's possible, Jim. If I can get my hands around the Kleenex box, we will be right back.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. My name's Jim Thatch. I'm sitting next to Jennifer Winberry. Seems to have a little bit of a cold all of a sudden.
No, it's just a frog.
It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which is November 2nd, 2017. We'll go back to years past, and I'll give her some events that happened on November 2nd, see if she knows what they are. I'll also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on November 2nd, see if she knows who they are. She'll know all of them today. No, most of them. We'll see. Let's go back to 1889, Jennifer. On November 2nd, two states are admitted into the Union, the 39th and 40th. They came in together. They're linked, Jennifer. What are they? They're linked in name, too.
I was going to say South and North Dakota.
That is correct.
Really?
Yes. Why is that so surprising?
I was doing the math with
Why can we just have one state called Dakota? Why'd they break it into North and South?
I don't know, but I was doing the math with Little House on the Prairie. But, yeah.
Little House on the Prairie math?
Because that's where Laura ended up.
That's where Miss Beetle would teach you math?
Yes.
Let's go to 1920, Jennifer. In the United States, KDKA, a Pittsburgh little radio trivia, Jennifer, starts broadcasting as the first commercial radio station. Pittsburgh had a lot of firsts, if you look it up. So you had the first commercial radio station, Jennifer. My question to you is, this is November 2nd, 1920. What was the first broadcast of?
Abbott and Costello.
I think November 2nd. What would have happened? They broadcast the United States presidential election of 1920.
Interesting.
It must have been election day that year, Jennifer. 1947, the Spruce Goose was in the news. What or who or... Tell me, describe the Spruce Goose to me. November 2nd. 1947.
Is it an airplane?
It is an airplane.
That's all I know.
In California, designer Howard Hughes, Jennifer, performs the maiden and only flight of the Spruce Goose, or H-4 Hercules, the largest fixed-wing aircraft ever built. It's called the Spruce Goose, Jennifer, because it was made out of wood.
Interesting.
Flew it once. It was supposed to be a wartime plane to fly like big vehicles, but it was too heavy to fly, Jennifer. He flew it one time over a river, I think, and that was that. Hmm. It's probably in a museum somewhere. Okay, the name in the news on November 2nd, 1959 was Charles Van Doren. It was this quiz show scandal, Jennifer. 21 game show contestant Charles Van Doren admits to a congressional committee that he'd been given the questions and the answers in advance.
The $64,000 question?
They called it 21 back then,
oh, did
Jennifer.
They?
Yes. Okay. So they made a movie called Quiz Show, I believe, starring Ralph Fiennes. It's very good.
I don't know
if it's quite a DVD alert, but it was
interesting.
I never
knew his name, the contestant's name.
Well, you know it now, Jennifer.
I know it now. I'll never forget it.
1960 on November 2nd, Jennifer. Penguin Books is found not guilty of obscenity in the trial R versus Penguin Books LTD. What book in question were they being sued for obscenity for?
Lolita.
Incorrect.
Really?
We were looking for Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Oh, my goodness. That's like 30 years later.
What's okay. that mean?
It was published, I thought, much earlier.
I don't know, Jennifer. I don't know what to tell you. Let's go to 1983, Jennifer. Finally, one more. U.S. President Ronald Reagan signs a bill creating what on this date in 1983? I'll give you another hint. That's a little vague, isn't it? It's a new holiday he created.
He created a new holiday in 83?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
A new federal holiday.
I don't know.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Jennifer.
Really?
Yes. I'm not lying.
No, I know. I didn't realize it was that new. Wow.
We're learning a lot today in history, aren't we?
High school, you'd think they would have mentioned it.
I was in college. I don't remember. So we didn't have Martin Luther. I think that seems like a much older holiday now that you mentioned
it. Yes. Wow.
Maybe it was more unofficial before that and it became a federal holiday. That might be the case, Jennifer.
I don't know.
Okay, 1734, born on November 2nd in 1734, Dan'l Boone.
He was a frontiersman, a congressman.
He was in Congress or Senate, yes.
Yes.
It's all no great stories or anything, any of the tall tales. Besides what you said, he grew up in Monksville, North Carolina, where my son Will lives now. And his father, Squire Boone, is buried right along the highway there. You can see his tombstone from the road. 1755, Marie Antoinette was born.
She was a French empress, and she was beheaded. And she is...
At the age of 38.
At the age of 38.
Why was she beheaded?
And treason. And she was quoted as saying, let them eat cake.
Right, because I think she spent tons of money while people were going poor, Jennifer.
Yes.
I don't know if that counts as treason or just poor judgment. I don't know.
Believe me, if people were beheaded for poor judgment...
They probably were
back then.
Would
be awfully hard to do.
They probably were back then. 1913, Burt Lancaster was born.
He's a movie actor. He wasn't in Casablanca.
No.
No.
From Here to Eternity is probably his most famous role, Jennifer. He was also Moonlight Graham in his later life in the movie Field of Dreams. Great role. DVD alert, Field of Dreams. Have you ever seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Good movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
1914, Ray Walston was born.
That's one I'm not going to know.
Okay, Ray Walston. Originally famous for being the Martian in the TV sitcom My Favorite Martian. But then later on, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, he was Mr. Hand. Can you picture him?
Yes.
Giving out pizza to the class because
yes.
Piccoli ordered a pie during his class.
Yes.
1966, finally one more birth, David Schwimmer.
He was Ross on Friends.
Very good. I didn't know you watched that show.
Religiously.
Did you?
I did.
Oh. I did not know.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character? Who did you identify with?
Probably closer to Monica. Or Chandler.
Who's your least favorite character?
Maybe Rachel, but they were all okay.
And finally died, Jennifer, in 1887 on this date. Died in 1887. At the age of 67 was Jenny Lind.
She was an opera star.
Very good. What was her nickname?
Oh, golly.
The Swedish Nightingale.
Nightingale.
That's very good. Nice job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's today in history. You're just going to sit and stare at me.
I'm going to sit and stare at you.
I've been hogging the microphone. Usually right after today in history, you take over.
All right. Well, I'll take over right now. I found an interesting article, which is probably going
to
bore you.
Is it going to be interesting to me?
I hope so. In the New York Times yesterday. And the headline is 10-year-old reporter. Hildy Lysiak broke...
Wait a minute. Hold on. 10 years old?
Uh-huh.
She's paid to be a reporter?
No. Just listen. Hildy Lysiak broke a homicide story and now stars in a children's book. The first book in the Hildy Cracks the Case series opens with 9-year-old Hildy outside her local police station in the town of Selins Grove, Pennsylvania.
So this is a true story?
Listen.
I want my background.
Listen, you'll get it. Following up on the tip about a break-in on Orange Street. The on-duty officer refuses to divulge any information, but if she's going to break the story in her newspaper, the Orange Street News, she has to investigate using 6 basic reporting questions. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. In the first chapter, Hildy is doing the exact same thing I did in real life. So it's fiction based on her story. The now 10-year-old reporter upon whom the book is based. Hero Dog is the first of 6 books in the series that feature Hildy. They draw from her experiences chasing the news in real-life Selins Grove, where her parents gave her a 2-mile-wide stomping ground. The books, which Hildy works on with her father, include definitions for terms like deadline or press pass, and reporting tips like the 6 questions. I don't know. I found it fascinating. The second book in the series was released on Tuesday. Her story has been optioned for Paramount TV and anonymous content for a television series.
Wow.
Her experiences went viral in April 2016 when she broke the story on a local homicide. A source had tipped her on the incident a few blocks from her house, and after confirming with the police, she went to the scene, interviewed a few neighbors for additional information. Her reporting meant her article was up hours before the news outlets had even reached the scene, prompting critical comments on her website from those who thought a little girl as cute as she should be playing with dolls instead of chasing news. And her story was picked up by the Washington Post.
But why would a source tip a 10-year-old girl? If you have information, that's who you're sharing it with?
I don't. Maybe somebody just said something to her because they didn't think anything of it.
Oh, okay.
So growing up...
So it's like a Tom Sawyer type thing.
Right. She traveled with her father, a former reporter for New York Daily News, when he was on assignment, and asks what she remembers from that time. She mentions a wild turkey chase in Staten Island and a visit to an oversized Christmas tree in Pennsylvania. But her father notes that she was exposed to serious reporting early on, and they spent a month in Florida after Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by George Zimmerman, and went to South Carolina after the massacre at the church in Charleston.
So they follow news stories and get...
Well, he was working for Daily News. New York
oh,
Daily,
I got
Newsday.
You. Oh, so he's a...
No, the Daily News. He was a reporter, and then she picked it up. They lived in New York City. The family moved to Pennsylvania when she was 6, and soon after, Hildy started covering family events. She broke the news to her father, for instance, that her mother planned to buy a new car, writing the articles on note cards and crayons.
So she's a tattletale.
I guess because she began covering her block and then broadened to the neighborhood. Sometimes she gets stories from emailed tips, but mostly she rides around on her bike, asking people if they've heard of anything strange. She started out charging $1 for a year's subscription and had a dozen subscribers. Now her print circulation is close to 600, and it's $22 for a year subscription. She pays her 13-year-old sister $25 a week for her videographer. So what do you think of that?
It's interesting. She's a very entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word?
Yes.
Good. She's going places, obviously, Jennifer.
She is.
Much more ambitious than I was at that age. I probably was sitting and playing in dirt or something.
So Hildy Cracks the Case is part of the Branches line at Scholastic, a group of early chapter books geared toward children 5 to 8 years old, who are newly independent readers but not yet ready for conventional chapter
books. So my question is, do we have these in the Huntington County Library? Is this the end game here?
Golly, I don't know.
I'm
just thinking. I was just thinking this young lady was living the life I was meant to lead.
Right. But you know what, Jennifer? We work in a library. And know what we could do? We could get these books and share them with the residents of Hunterdon County.
But we do not have the most current one. Let me see if we have the old one.
So at some point, expect these books to be in our circulation.
Because I think they're... These are exactly the kind of books...
It would be quite the tease, Jennifer,
I would have
if they
wanted
were not
to,
available.
To read when I was a child. I don't know. I found it fascinating.
But not fascinating enough to add them to our collection.
I am not in charge of buying the juvenile books. You know
You're
that.
You're in charge of everything.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you?
All right, moving on, Jennifer. Thank you for that, by the way.
I thought you'd find it a little interesting.
I did.
Okay.
If I didn't, you would know it.
I know. All right,
moving on to the gingerbread competition, Jennifer, I mentioned at the top of the show, our annual gingerbread competition sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. It's coming up quick. In fact, the entry deadline is November 18th. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. So this is what you need to do. If you want to enter our gingerbread competition, go online at hclibrary.us or stop by in the county libraries and pick up a registration form, an entry form. If you do it online, you can just, right on the homepage, there's a link that you can click on and print one out. And then the entry form is right there for you, very self-explanatory. We have several categories. If you're a kid up to age 12, you have your own category. Students ages 13 to 18 have their own category. Adult individuals, that's another category, Jennifer. And then we have the family category, very popular. Good family project. The group category, we just got a brownie group that entered, Jennifer.
Oh, nice.
So if you're like a school group or a brownie group or et cetera, there's a category for you. And then we have a professional group. And all of these, there'll be a first place and honorable mentions in all of these categories. In first place, there'll be nice gift cards, Jennifer, for the winners. So you don't know how to make gingerbread or icing, you said. Well, no problem. There's recipes right on the entry form for you. All the rules and regulations are there. We really only the two main rules are what to make. You can either make a Hunterdon County scene or building or a storybook scene or building. One of the two, just as a nod to both of our sponsors. We'll have a welcome reception on Wednesday, December 6th. At 6 p.m. in HCL's Bookmark Cafe, we'll have refreshments, and we'll announce the winners then. So it's a great annual event. We've been doing it for several years. Just part of our big holiday celebration at the Hunterdon County Library. And so we'll give you several reasons to stop in at the Hunterdon County Library in the upcoming month and a half. So you won't want to miss any of these, and we'll detail all the other programs as well. So that's the HCL Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County, Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Looking forward to it once again, as is Jennifer.
I am. And what are you doing next Thursday afternoon?
Next Thursday afternoon, thanks, Jennifer. Do you have the little flyer?
Nope.
It's not in here at all?
Nope.
The Hunterdon County Business Expo is next Thursday, Jennifer, at Aspen Ice. Do they still call it Aspen Ice? Jennifer's going to look up the information, but the Business Expo, and the reason we're talking about that on the library show is the Hunterdon County Library will be present. We'll have a booth there. We'll have a lot of stuff to hand out, information. We should have something to give away, Jennifer. Nothing? All right, Jennifer and I have to have a discussion after the library show.
It's now called the Next Level Arena.
The Next Level Arena, okay. Tell us, Jennifer.
It's 426 Case Boulevard. And the event is from 2 to 7. It's the 29th Business Home and Home Expo. And I have to say, I did this once with Chris Phelan, the president, when he owned his trolley. And we were at St. Magdalene's. And we set up there years and years and years ago, like probably 25 years ago.
But it's a huge event now. They have a restaurant showcase where, I think from 5 to 7, you can sample a lot of local restaurants' fare, their bill of fare, Jennifer.
Yes.
So we're very excited. We did this a few years ago. The Friends of the Library, there'll be information about them as well as a lot of our upcoming programs, including the Adult Winter Reading Club, our holiday programs. our services. What else are we going to talk about there?
I don't know.
We're going to put together. It's going to be real nice. You want to stop by and say hi. I will be there. Jennifer will not be there. She'll be on vacation. A very poorly timed vacation, in my opinion, but... Joan Sabo from the South County branch will be on hand, and Cheryl Grotchian, both on the PR committee.
Oh, you should have information.
At the Huntington County Library, will be there to say hi.
You should maybe have some Knitters Unite. Maybe get a...
Sure.
You know what? Bring some clothesline and hang it in the back of the booth.
Good idea.
That would be a good visual.
Maybe you should join our PR committee. That's a great idea.
You think?
Okay, that's good. So make sure to stop by. I believe it's 2 to 7.
It is.
Next Thursday, the Huntington Business Expo at the Next Level Arena, which is on Case Boulevard. Just a little bit east, west from the Fudge Shop. Right? Is it what direction would that be from the Fudge Shop? Let me see.
North.
No, it would be south.
Well, the
no.
No, it's north.
North? Okay, north.
Right?
North of Route 202 from the Fudge Shop on Case Boulevard. You can't miss it. A huge building. I don't know what the parking situation is. They sometimes have shuttle buses.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll get back to you with that. We'll get back to you. Next library show will be the morning of... Oh, that's right. I'll just be me solo. Maybe I should work that in. Maybe I should have Joan come with me and do the radio show with me next week. We'll go set up to the business expo. This is all stuff I could be saying off the air. Our listeners don't want to hear my...
My mother really doesn't want to know.
My thinking. She might.
No.
Like get into my how my brain works here. Mm. A lot of people have wondered.
Yes. I often wonder.
Okay, so we're looking forward to that. We'll have a lot of good stuff at our booth, and we may or may not be giving something away. Since Jennifer's on vacation, she really won't know, will she?
Nope. It's nice how much you support me, Jim. I appreciate it.
What's that mean? It means I don't support you?
Yes.
I support you more than... Yeah. I don't know where I'm going with that.
All right, so you got some trivia?
Got trivia. Do we have another commercial break, though? Should we wait or go early? Set the commercial break early. Is it too early?
Probably a little bit. All right, you know what? I'll run through a couple programs for the rest of November.
Okay, but I don't want to spend too little time. I got a lot for you.
You got a lot? All right. Can we split the trivia up? Bless you.
Let's talk about a couple programs. We'll go to a commercial break in a couple minutes.
Next Thursday evening at 7 p.m. when you're finished at the Chamber Expo, Bill Noren will be at the North County branch with Singing Bowls. They were always very popular at North County branch when Sandy Conroy did them. And patron and... Is it a drummer, Bill Noren?
Mm.
He plays at the library. He became fascinated with their sound, and he learned how to do them himself. So now he purchased a set of 7 bowls, one for each chakra, and he began playing them for local yoga classes. So he's going to be playing them at the North County Branch Library on Thursday at 7 p.m. So definitely call to register 730-6135, since this program usually fills up. And all our programs are free and open to the public. You can call 730-6135 to register for the North County Branch programs, or 788-1434 for the headquarters programs, or click on the calendar of events at hclibrary.us.
And quickly, Jennifer mentioned in passing Knitters Unite. Once again, we'll be collecting handmade hats, scarves, socks, and mittens to be donated to the Flemington Area Food Pantry. Gender-neutral items are appreciated but not required, sized children or adults. For more information on Knitters Unite, call Cheryl Grotchian at 908-788-1422. So if you stop by the Huntington County Library, we already have a bunch of hats and things hanging from our little inner balcony there. And then if you need knitting supplies, there's a whole table full on the lower level to get you started. So once again, Knitters Unite, something we've been doing every year, and it's been just a feel-good thing, Jennifer. Don't you think?
I do.
I Okay, once again, call Cheryl at 788-1422 for more details about Knitters Unite. And now, we will go to our last commercial break. I've said it so Jennifer can't argue with it. Here we go. Right now.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Jim Gonneau will be in 15 minutes to take care of business.
We're going to take care of some business too, Jennifer, some trivia business. By the way, a little program in there. I think you'll be interested in this, Jennifer. Do you like Christmas trivia?
Mm-hmm.
Lone Eagle hosting Christmas Trivia Night. Just Christmas Trivia.
Really?
Monday, December 20th.
That's really
No, great. That's not Monday. Wednesday, December 20th. Wednesday, December 20th, Jennifer.
Interesting.
Mark the date down. Get a team from the library there. Be a good team building thing. But I promised Jennifer some trivia questions. And I never go back on my promises.
Nope.
That's why I never make promises to begin with. That's why. Here we go, Jennifer. First, we'll start off with some general trivia. Does that sound good to you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you name the athlete who originated the protest of kneeling during the national anthem?
I cannot.
You cannot?
Nope.
His name was Colin Kaepernick, who was a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. According to a famous proverb, Jennifer, what is next to godliness?
Cleanliness.
That is correct. What type of creature does Cinderella's fairy godmother turn into horses?
Mice.
To pull her coach. That is correct, Jennifer. In English, what does the acronym ISIS stand for?
One of the I's is Islamic.
Correct. The first I is Islamic.
I don't know.
Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. What was the name of Elvis Presley's longtime manager?
Oh, Colonel.
Colonel's good. Colonel Tom Parker. What film contains the famous movie quote, "I'll have what she's having"?
When Harry Met Sally, and it was at the Carnegie Deli.
Very good. I didn't need that, but I'll give you a like little star. The world's biggest naval base, Jennifer, is located in what U.S. city?
I have two choices. Pensacola.
Pensacola, Florida? Incorrect. What was your second choice?
San Francisco. Or San Diego.
That is also incorrect.
Norfolk?
Norfolk, Virginia. Norfolk, Virginia.
I've been there.
Never been there?
I have.
So my grandmother lived there.
Did you go to the MacArthur Memorial?
My father
Memorial?
Grew up in Norfolk. What?
Did you go to the MacArthur Memorial?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Carpool karaoke, Jennifer, is a popular feature on whose late night talk show?
Ew. I don't know.
Do you know Carpool Karaoke?
No, but
you would love it.
I haven't watched TV in 12 years. So.
He gets a famous singer to ride around with him, and they just sing songs. It's pretty funny.
Conan O'Brien.
No, it's James Corden. He also does another thing called Crosswalk the Musical, where he does famous musicals. He gets like famous person on the crosswalk of a street during red lights. Like they'll do the thing, and then when the red light comes, they'll run out and do a scene and then run off.
Oh, I would like that.
That's very funny.
What station is he on?
It's James Corden. Just Google him. Or go to YouTube and Google crosswalk karaoke.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer, you're going to get this one. According to Linus in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, every Halloween, the Great Pumpkin rises from the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most what?
Sincere.
Sincere is correct. Very good.
I told you about that, right? About Linus and the Great Pumpkin Patch?
I don't know.
My cousin and his teachers at the school dressed up as Linus and the Great Pumpkin Patch.
Oh, yeah? That's
my cousin cute. Was Linus. There was a Sally and a whole bunch
I love
of teachers
pumpkins.
Dressed up as pumpkins.
I like that. Yeah. What annual sporting event, Jennifer, coming up this November 4th, is nicknamed the World Series of Horse Racing?
The Breeders' Cup.
Very good.
I meant to ask you if you were going to go.
The Breeders' Cup. It's in California.
Oh, I thought they were saying it was in Del Mar.
Del Mar's in California.
Oh, I guess I was thinking Del Mar Peninsula. What do I know?
That's the Delmarva Peninsula. Delaware, right. Maryland, Virginia.
Yep.
Okay, Del Mar. The big race, of course, is the classic, Jennifer, and it's a rematch of Gunrunner, who is now the best horse in the country, against Arrogate, who was the greatest horse of the last 100 years a few months ago, but he had since lost. So it's a great showdown between those two horses.
Interesting.
Arrogate versus Gunrunner this Saturday.
Who do you like?
If Arrogate was his best, he would win easy, but there's something wrong with him. My theory is he doesn't like the racing strip at Del Mar. And Gunrunner is a monster now. So Gunrunner's going to turn the tables and beat him this time.
Okie dokie.
Okay, moving on, Jennifer. Moving on. You know anything about horror movies?
Not really.
Or books? If I gave you A Scary Place, could you name the movie it's from?
I can try.
How about Bates Motel?
Psycho.
See? Not as hard as you thought.
Nope.
Skull Island.
Now it's hard.
That's King Kong. Came from Skull Island. How about The Forbidden Forest?
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter is correct. Cuesta Verde, California.
It.
Poltergeist. Mordor. Lord of the Rings. Camp Crystal Lake.
Friday the 13th.
Good. Overlook Hotel.
Shining.
Good. Amity Island.
Amityville Horror.
Jaws.
Oh, somebody was quoting that the other day.
Haddonfield, Illinois.
It.
Halloween.
I'm going to keep saying it.
And then, well, don't.
Okay.
And then finally, Nostromo.
It's like a Fantasia thing. I don't know.
It was the name of the ship in the movie Alien. Hmm. Okay, I'm going to give you words one at a time, Jennifer, that have something in common. You tell me when you know what the common theme is. Ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Vietnam veteran.
Okay.
Boat captain.
Tom Hanks rolls.
You're on the right track. Medal of Honor winner. College football star. Ping pong champion. You're on the right track, Jennifer.
Mel Gibson? No.
Grass cutter. Alabama graduate. Watergate whistleblower. Seafood company owner. Widowed father. Who am I describing? Ping pong champion, seafood company owner, boat captain, Vietnam veteran. Describing Forrest Gump.
Oh.
He did all those things, Jennifer.
Yes.
So move on to baseball, Jennifer.
That's one that was, I have to not overthink things.
Yes, exactly. That was classic overthinking.
Yes, it was. Because I had it. I was right there.
I know. You had it right off the bat. All of these answers, Jennifer, have a baseball team in the answer.
Okay.
A baseball team name. Not a city, the team name. Okay. What movie starring James Cagney tells the story of George M. Cohan?
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
See, you got it right away. In the Zodiac, the astrological sign Gemini is represented by what symbol?
Twins.
In the novel Oliver Twist, the pickpocketing character Jack Dawkins is known by what nickname? In Oliver Twist. What is Jack Dawkins' nickname?
The Artful Dodger.
The Artful Dodger is correct. Water, water everywhere, nor a drop to drink. It's a line from what famous poem?
Silas Marner.
By Samuel Taylor Coleridge. The Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. What movie won the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1977?
Reds.
Good guess. Rocky.
Oh, are you looking at me like that? Rocky.
What Roald Dahl book includes the characters Ann Sponge, the old green grasshopper, and the centipede?
Let's see. James and the Giant Peach.
Correct. James and the Giant Peach. Jennifer. What 1944 film starring Elizabeth Taylor was about a horse named the Pie? National Velvet.
The Nationals.
Ted Mosby.
You know what? I knew what movie it was, but I couldn't come up with a baseball team to match it.
Ted Mosby was the main character in what popular TV sitcom?
Ted, How I Met Your Mother.
That's correct.
The Mets.
The baseball teams, Jennifer. Why do you keep looking at me like they're all baseball teams?
But they're singular. Baseball teams are always plural. Go ahead.
Overthinking. Jamie Foxx won an Academy Award for Best Actor in 2004 for what role? Ray Charles. And finally, what is the name of Nemo's father in the movie Finding Nemo?
I do not know that. Marlin.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, wow.
Why do you say I do not know, and then you know?
Well, I guessed.
All right, and then I finally have one more, Jennifer. You got to get four of the five. You'll know this because you're a history buff. I need four of the five five-star generals. That's all I need.
Douglas MacArthur. You know I can do this. I've done this before.
MacArthur is correct. That's one, Jennifer.
Omar Bradley
is two.
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower is three. See how good you are?
You got this question.
Is your mood improving?
Did you get this from me?
No.
Oh, because I've done this on the radio show before.
Then you should get it.
Eisenhower, Bradley.
MacArthur.
MacArthur. Hap Arnold.
Hap Arnold is four. Very good. Hap Arnold actually was an Army and an Air Force.
But at the time, there wasn't an Air Force.
Right. So you got four. You got it correct. Congratulations.
Thank you. Who's the fifth one?
Marshall.
George Marshall.
I'm impressed. You got that quickly. And that's trivia for you, Jennifer.
I used to be able to do the four five-star admirals.
Nah, I would never be able to do that. Nimitz?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one?
Chester Nimitz is one.
You got to think of all the aircraft carriers.
That's a good way to think, that's a good way to think of it. Boy, if I go home and say I miss George Marshall.
Uh-oh, Brian's not going to be happy.
He'll make fun of me.
Does Brian ever listen to the radio show?
I've paid him the archives. He wants to listen to the one when I interviewed my sister.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one.
Did you ever listen to the interview with...
Not yet. I will, I promise.
Wiley Cash?
I will. It's on my list.
It's on your list.
Okay, Jennifer, I think it's almost time.
I do. Well, thanks for listening. Stop in at the Business Expo between 2 and 7 next week and say hi to Jim, Joan, and Cheryl. And remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as the man suspected of killing three people at a Colorado Walmart last evening is in custody. Police in Thornton, Colorado say they've arrested 47-year-old Scott Ostrom.
The witness accounts that he just nonchalantly walked in to the front of the business and just raised the firearm and began firing.
That police spokesman says two men died at the scene. A woman died later at a hospital. SWAT officers this morning breaching an apartment in the Westminster area near 72nd Avenue and Federal Boulevard. That's where Ostrom was hiding. They're going to release more information shortly at a news conference. House Republicans expected to roll out their big tax package before the day is out, and President Trump is set to announce his choice to lead the Federal Reserve. It's believed it will be Fed Governor Jerome Powell. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I love it. I see a tremendous difference in my skin, in my nails, in my hair, in my energy.
I'm like the people that I hear on the radio. You know, I've had vitamins before, but this is makes a bigger, much bigger difference than vitamins ever did. That's for sure.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code USA.
We are going to bring anyone that was involved in that, the perpetrator, to justice.
The nation's Attorney General Jeff Sessions in New York City this morning talking about this week's deadly terrorist truck attack that killed eight people, injuring over a dozen others. Sessions saying his thoughts are with the victims.
My condolences to the families of the victims, those who've been injured, and to the people of New York.
President Trump saying the accused attacker deserves the death penalty. The 29-year-old suspect remains hospitalized after he was shot by a hero cop. That attacker claims he did it for ISIS and had been planning it for more than 2 months. First-time claims for unemployment benefits down again last week. 229,000 U.S. workers filing initial claims, according to the Labor Department, 5,000 fewer than the previous week and below what economists had been expecting. The October jobs report comes out tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer Kay.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also